Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast from thepete.com. Yes, it is that time of the week again. And, yeah, man, I'm having a bad day. Woke up to massive room work being done next door. It sounded like they were tearing a wall down, and that was a couple hours ago now, and now they're just hammering. So, yay. Anyway, it's funny because this sort of loosely keys into my topic this week. Life is a pain in the ass, isn't it? we tell ourselves these sort of lies. I mean, effectively, they're lies. The lie, that sounds like such a hard term for what we're trying to do, which is make life bearable, or something we don't want to just give up on immediately. You know, I mean, it's like we tell ourselves that you know, people are generally good and that, you know, the world is a beautiful place and we're surrounded by beauty all the time and it's wonderful. And it's like, okay, sure, that some of that is true. And, you know, and if you really just ignore all the bad stuff, yeah, you could, you know, see only, you know, happy, magical unicorn type, pixie dust type stuff, you know? And I get that. I get the urge to do that. I get I understand why Disney Incorporated is like such a massive success in our culture, or actually on Earth culture. Mickey Mouse is one of the most recognized characters, or probably the most recognized character around the world, maybe second only to like Superman or Spider-Man or something, but Disney owns Spider-Man. So, you know, anyway, So why do we tell ourselves these stories? I mean, democracy itself is built on, or at least it's supposed to be built on, an educated populace. We need to know what's going on in order to make the best choices we can. See, I don't know if you can hear the hammering in the background there, sorry. And if we don't know the truth, if we don't know facts, if we don't have actual accurate knowledge for what's going on, we can't make that educated choice, that educated decision, and, you know, vote for the right person or buy the right thing or anything like that. And I feel like, you know, this idea that we feed ourselves about, you know, people generally being good and the world is really a beautiful place misinforms every single choice we make. I know that's a grand statement, but to a certain degree, I think it's true. And so when people are depressed, we look at it like it's some disorder instead of a rational reaction to how sucky the world is. You know, I mean, there are times when I just think about how messed up everything is and I just, you know, I can't decide whether I should, you know, start screaming or start crying. And yeah, and it's like, it's just not a way to live. So that's why I make jokes and play with toys and, you know, get obsessed with gadgets and stuff, because it's just too depressing otherwise. But at least I'm willing to accept that there is a reality here and that the world does need to be improved and that there are bad things that we can get rid of. And instead, the majority of the people of the earth, but definitely America, just tend to ignore the really depressing stuff in favor of the easy stuff. You know, it's not that, you know, things like, terrorism isn't, you know, not a threat. I mean, it is depressing. Yet we focus on it like it kills more people than cancer and, you know, guns and, like, you know, American guns, you know, when it really doesn't. The numbers of people dead from terror are tiny compared to, or terrorism, you know, are tiny compared to the numbers of dead from, you know, unlicensed guns or gun accidents, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like, you know, and it's infinitesimal compared to the number of cancer deaths every year. You know, and so it's this sort of thing that's behavior that we all, or that we as a culture, whether it's America or just Earth, humanity, practice that damages long term, our ability to exist. We're ignoring, it's a sort of really messed up version of magical thinking. You know, this idea that, you know, God is looking out for us is nothing compared to the idea that, you know, oh, well, everybody's really not good deep down. No, actually, we're not. We start out basically an empty slate, a blank slate. And then from there, genetic variances may have an effect on certain aspects of our personality. But generally speaking, we aren't born with a clear moral compass. You know, and we learn all this. We learn all this from our family, our surroundings, our culture, our TV. I know I did. And, you know, and so it's like if we learn that there's a magical old man in the sky watching out for us, that's going to, you know, basically change or affect how we live our lives. But if we then go about, but then if we assume, you know, global warming is something God's just going to take care of, isn't that a bad thing? Aren't we in trouble now? And likewise, if we just assume deep down that things will work themselves out and, you know, the world is actually a really wonderful place, can't we just ignore the fact that, you know, a couple years ago, 100 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram in Africa and never returned? Can we just ignore that because, you know, we've got wonderful things in our lives, beauty and magic in our lives, you know, or should we really not forget about those 100 girls that got kidnapped by Boko Haram in Africa a couple years ago? You know what I mean? It's not that difficult to take responsibility. It's not that difficult to speak out, speak up, and just do things. Even like I've said in the past, even if it's just blogging or tweeting or recording a podcast, this is just 10 minutes out of my life every week. Just come up with 10 minutes of content to talk about important stuff, you know. And, you know, and it's all I feel like I can do right now in a very outspoken way. I'm doing other things, you know, but I'm trying my best, and it's tough. And sometimes, you know, the best you can do isn't going to be enough, but you got to try anyway. So, you know, not really connected to directly to what I'm talking about, but I wanted to share this with you faithful listeners. There's a scene in Lawrence of Arabia that I love, where Lawrence snuffs out a match with his fingers, and his fellow soldiers are like, what, how did you do that? You know, and they try it and it hurts their fingers. And they're like, what, I don't understand. And what's the trick? And Lawrence says, there is no trick. The trick is that it has to not matter that it hurts. And that's life. You know, it has to not matter. You have to go on anyway. And so even though things are depressing and you don't want to face them, you have to face them. It has to not matter that it hurts to face those 100 girls who were kidnapped a couple years ago that we never got back, you know. And another thing I saw was actually on a writer I follow on Instagram. She posted a shot of her feet and legs in like yoga pants or whatever. And obviously she had been jogging or running or something. And the caption was, it never gets easier. You just get stronger. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually a really awesome way to look at things. And so, so I'm sort of going out this week on a positive note. You know, it's just a question of we've got to get stronger. You know, we've got to get stronger so we can face the reality, face the facts that are in front of us and take responsibility for them. You know, this is our world. This isn't God's world. This isn't, you know, some magical deity's creation. This is the world we live on. It wasn't created by anybody. It was created by a process. And we've got to, you know, stop messing with it and clean up our own acts and hopefully make the world a better place. That's the plan. That's the thought anyway. Love to hear what you think. I'm on the Twitters at The Pete. And you can also comment wherever you listen to this, whether it's on Audio Boom or on my blog, on the Pete Podcast blog or whatever. But please stop by thepete.com for more fun stuff. And thanks for listening so much. Thanks so much for listening. This has been The Pete signing off. See you next week.